you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be with all of you here today. I want to introduce this meditation a little bit first before we jump in, because it can be quite powerful. It's really working with the energies of aversion, and a particular kind of energy around that would be ill will and cruelty. And partly, the reason why I wanted to work with it is that it can basically kind of veil our hearts from ourselves and from other people as well when we're experiencing ill will and cruelty. And also when we're kind of receiving that energy from other people. And so this is the meditation that we'll be doing today really has the quality of developing an antidote to ill will and cruelty, which is developing goodwill, particularly directed starting out with oneself or somebody who's dear to you, and also developing compassion. And this kind of meditation is not about excusing anything or not holding people to account or anything like that. It really has more of an emotional healing quality to it that then can help us so we don't burn out, you know, when we're doing social justice work, racism work, and that sort of thing. So I invite you, this practice can be quite powerful, and there's a lot to be explored in it. So this is really just a very brief introduction to it, but it can be quite helpful even in the beginning. And I just wanted to say too that when I have this description of goodwill, sometimes people call it loving friendliness or loving kindness or just wishing well. It's that idea of envisioning a sense of thriving for yourself, your dear ones. It could even be a neutral person. And then, you know, at the more progressed stage of this kind of meditation, somebody might even work with somebody who's considered a challenging person or an enemy. We won't be doing that today because that's quite challenging. And the idea of compassion has to do with both wanting or wishing and also acting in a way to alleviate suffering. That's really the essence of compassion, is really trying to eliminate another's suffering or one's own suffering. And as we're working through this, I'll give you some options. Maybe you can use words around this. You maybe could use an image, like light, might be a felt sense of warmth directing these energies towards somebody. And it potentially could be using sound, like saying your own name or the name of a dear one. So does anybody have any questions before we start that I might answer? Alrighty. Okay, so I just invite you to get into a comfortable posture that can be sitting, standing, lying down, even walking meditation. The eyes can be partially open with a soft gaze downward, or they can be closed, whatever feels comfortable to you. And just remembering too, is we are doing this meditation practice together, to pay attention to your own needs. If for some reason you start to feel some sense of overwhelm, feel free to open your eyes wider, to maybe look out a window to a distance, to feel a rootedness in your body. It's really important to take care of yourself. Okay, so now beginning, maybe taking a few deep breaths as we begin. filling the lungs and feeling the expansion of the chest and the abdomen. Perhaps holding the breath for a moment and then slowly exhaling. And just doing a few rounds of this intentional breathing. This kind of intentional breathing triggers the relaxation response in the body and the mind. It's what's known as a skillful means, an aid to helping us settle our nervous system and the body as a whole. Another skillful means is connecting with the heart at the beginning of a meditation. Perhaps placing a hand or hands on the heart or some other soothing place. Just acknowledging what's true for you right now. Any of the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows that we experience in life. When we take the time to acknowledge that, it is basically a self-validation, proclaiming what's true for ourselves. It's really a form of empowerment as well. And whether we like what's true or not, it's helpful to acknowledge it. In fact, even naming it can help calm different parts of the brain, like the amygdala, because that part of the brain recognizes that you know what's happening, and it doesn't have to be as hypervigilant. And feel free to leave your hand on your heart as long as you like, or to reapply it at any time it feels right to you. And now just taking a moment to notice the posture. Whether you're sitting, standing, lying down, or walking, just noticing the shape of the posture right now. The length of the spine, the orientation of the arms and legs. Noticing if there's any tension or tightness in the body. And if so, feeling free to incline the awareness towards that area of discomfort or tension. Not to vanquish it in any way, but so it's not alone. So you can be with any discomfort in a caring and compassionate way. And then when you're ready, opening the awareness again to the body, noticing the aliveness in the body right now, and how that aliveness is being expressed. Noticing the different temperatures. Noticing tingling and pulsing, perhaps throbbing, lightness or heaviness. All the way from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, down the length of the arms to the fingertips, from the tops of the shoulders to the sits bones. Noticing too how, whether the eyes are open or closed, the eyes are still receiving light. Noticing too how the nose can detect different scents and smells. The tongue can detect lingering tastes in the mouth. The ears are receiving sound. You could even think of the mind as the sixth sense. How the mind is receiving thought and emotions. This being that you are, receiving the tactile sensations, light and sound, smells and tastes, thoughts and emotions. Just allowing yourself to feel what it's like to be alive. Perhaps there are labels for it, and perhaps it's just the felt sense of being alive right now. And while connecting with this sense of aliveness, connecting with your ancestors as well, both human and non-human. All the beings and their efforts culminating in this moment of your life. Right now. Literally millions of beings have made this life possible right now. Perhaps the sense of gratitude emerges for these beings who've made our lives possible. And feel free to extend that gratitude to those beings And perhaps too, you would like to call to mind spiritual ancestors or other inspirational ancestors. Beings that you felt a connection with, maybe felt their protection, their inspiration, calling them to mind for support and care for your own being. And then calling to mind the people and beings who have cared for the lands that we're on right now. Most often unceded lands of native peoples. Extending our care and gratitude towards them as well. And also taking a moment to connect with all the beings who are here right now, who have chosen to spend this time together, practicing for our own benefit and the benefit of all beings. We're spread across the world right now. And yet we can be here together in the heart with our sense of deep care for justice. And now taking another moment to check in with your body and your heart. Just noticing if you need to make any adjustments to the posture to facilitate your sense of ease in the body or in the heart, or even your sense of alertness. Remembering we can be both relaxed and alert. This practice of cultivating goodwill and compassion can fortify us. It's really a practice of self-protection. Even though we may be wishing others well, we can't help but have those energies saturate and suffuse our own being as well. And at this time, you're invited to call to mind a dear one, a being that makes you smile, that you have an uncomplicated relationship with. It can be human or non-human, like a pet or a plant or a tree, even a landscape. Just a being that when you call this being to mind, you naturally tend to smile. You have that feeling of wanting this being to thrive. And if visualizing works for you, you can really bring to mind what this being looks like. And you can also add in other features, like maybe what they smell like, what they sound like, or perhaps just saying their name if they have a name. Maybe what they feel like. Really just soaking in this dear one, this being that makes you smile. And for the wishing well or this goodwill practice, you could simply use a single word or a phrase like, may you be happy, or may you thrive, or just simply the word thrive or happy, or may you be joyful. The particular words aren't so important. It's really how you're embodying these energies of goodwill, these good wishes. It's that sense of radiating these qualities to the dear one. And as we've been calling them to mind, perhaps it feels right to have them very close to you, or perhaps at a more respectful distance. They could even be in your arms or in your lap. And just saturating and suffusing this dear one with this goodness, with this goodwill. Could be a radiation of warmth or light, a radiation of words, maybe a radiation of sound, if that works for you. Just wishing them well. May you thrive in your life. May you be happy. These are the energies of goodwill. And if it feels like you'd like to tune in to the energies of compassion for this dear one, perhaps you could wish them to be free from any causes of suffering, or simply to be at ease in life. May you be at ease. Or may you be safe and protected, free from inner and outer harm. Very often, these qualities of goodwill and compassion intermingle with each other, and that's perfectly fine. It's like you're a lighthouse, just beaming the energies of goodwill and compassion to the dear being, the dear one. And just repeating again and again, just staying with these energies of goodwill, well-wishing, compassion. This is a concentration practice, so coming back again and again, even when your mind drifts away to other thoughts about the past or the future, or some imaginings, just bringing it back to radiating this goodness to the dear one. And if this idea of the lighthouse works for you, perhaps even allowing that beaming or radiating quality to build even greater, to expand even further, to include yourself with the dear one. You yourself are saturated and suffused with these energies of thriving and protection, being free from any causes of suffering, saturated with well-being and compassion. Just as light can penetrate anywhere in the universe, just letting these energies of goodwill and compassion penetrate every level of your being and the being of the dear one. Every cell in the body. Down to the smallest particles. And even if this practice feels contrived or challenging, recognize too that this is sometimes part of the process. And you can even hold those qualities with a sense of care. You don't have to vanquish anything we're experiencing. We can hold it in compassion. In a sense, we're generating a field of goodwill and compassion. An energy field of goodwill and compassion that saturates and suffuses ourselves and the dear one. We could even float in this field of benevolence, of compassion. Perhaps even breathing in and breathing out benevolence and compassion. Taking it into the very core of our being. In fact, we can rest in these energies of compassion and benevolence. Perhaps even letting them restore us, restore our strength. And in a few moments, we'll be ending the meditation, but before we do, is there anything that you'd like to say to the dear one or to yourself before we end? Perhaps words of encouragement or connection. Recognizing you can revisit this space anytime you like. This is within your power. And now, too, recognizing the practice of mindfulness entails qualities of remembering. Is there anything you would like to remember about this meditation for the future? Any skillful means that you may have employed? Any insights that arose? Maybe any life questions that arose? Is there anything you would like to remember? And then when you're ready, you're invited to deepen the breath once again, to feel the soles of the feet, to fully inhabit the body again. To feel yourself connected to the earth, to be here in this time and space. And then when you're ready, you can gently open the eyes.